Coach, opening thoughts on today's contest against Miami.
Yeah, we got beat, that's for sure. You know, couldn't stay on the field in the first half and couldn't get off the field. But, you know, a couple big plays, you know, first by our defense on the sudden change to get the ball back. We scored 14 points. We're down 14 to 21, but the time of possession was 23 minutes to 7. And, you know, it's again, credit to them, but also, you know, I think they were 8 of 10 on third down. And, you know, our first three series were 3 and out. It's just that's not winning football. And you know, came out in the second half where defense got a 3 and out and moving the ball down, we turned the ball over. So we ended up, you know, losing the turnover takeaway ratio. You know, it's really, really hard to win, you know, when that's the case.
What were they able to do today? It just didn't seem that you could consistently get the running game going. Was there anything that they did differently, or was it just not the...
They're, you know, it's just what I said earlier in the week. They're really good at what they do, and really good at applying it, you know, to offenses. I mean, I think, you know, running game wise, we just obviously got behind, and so you know, we got the big plays and whatnot, and felt as though we were always, you know, trying to catch up, and so it's hard to be patient with the running game and figure that out when you're down and, you know, trying to climb back in.
Big contest for Harold Mack. He seemed, and as well as Nick Devereaux, to find ways to get open in that secondary. What was your initial takeaway from your wide receivers?
Yeah, I'm excited for, you know, Harold Mack. He likes to go by Mack, and you know, he made some really good plays. So I'm excited for him. But you know, he's not smiling in the locker room right now. You know, it's a team game, but you know, he's off to a good start and got some opportunities and certainly took advantage of them. I'm proud of him.
I know you had a little issue with the headset at one point. You had to get Scott Weatherby involved. What kind of walk us through what happened? Just so
they said a breaker went down in the press box, so we're trying to call a third down call and it's just silent, and so I had to burn the time out. And you know, the official said there's nothing we can do about that, and so I mean, I had to get our game administrator to figure all that out, and they ended up getting us the timeout back. But you know, obviously it wasn't anything intentional by them, but you can't go pull the plug on somebody in a meaningful moment of the game and then just have it cost them, right? So appreciate the league giving us the timeout back. But that's what the issue was.
Coach, appreciate your time.
Okay.